All right, we're talking with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We just covered the migratory fish coming into the rivers, a few lake-run browns, some kings showing up. No steelhead yet. Let's talk about what's going on at the river mouths, both for those in small boats and also those just fishing from shore.
Well, the river mouths, they're catching a variety of fish. Now, that's where I'm hearing reports of steelhead. There's coho staging out there. There's plenty of kings, of course. And they're catching, you know, the occasional splake alongside them, too.
Anything working better there than another?
Spawn and spoons. Haven't heard much on crankbaits out there, but it's not usually too popular. People are usually going with heavier stuff, trying to cast a little bit further, cover some water. Kale wobblers and little cleos are working pretty well.
Pretty standard, yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, before we switch over and talk about what you got new in the shop, can you give us any other fishing reports that you're hearing about? Anything for the brook trout or inland trout streams or lakes?
Most of the trout streams have picked up. White fly hatches have been hit or miss. I blame that on the temperatures and the rain. You know, so some sections are hot one day, and then the next day they shut down. And we had a pretty heavy frost that threw a curveball to us. But overall, brook trout fishing's been great.
I did see a pretty prolific flying anhatch, which usually happens at the end of August. And, I mean, that's great fishing when you get those flying ants. And they're always a good hour and a half before dark, too.
Oh, yeah, it's prime time anyway. It's a good deal.
Any special patterns you want to talk about?
I'm normally just fishing a regular old black fur or black foam, and we just tie a little bit of poly yarn in there.
To add the wing, okay. All right, what's going on in your shop? Are you getting a lot of good stuff in there?
Oh, yeah, we're loading up. Actually, I had some consigners bring in some really cool stuff, too. Got probably four or five new Sage fly rods, a bunch of old Orvis reels and spools, a bunch of new spinning rods, a bunch of new spinning reels. On the new end of things, I've stocked up on floats, all of the float fishing stuff, you know, either for a spinning rod or a center pin. We've got you covered there.
What about anything for the hunters? Anything coming in that you would want folks to know about if they're bird hunters or waterfowlers?
We've been getting in some good neoprene waders and hip boots recently, along with some gun cases, too, just came in. Not sure how many of those are even left. Yeah, we're getting a variety of gear this time of year. We're even getting winter stuff in already. Just had six pairs of Iverson snowshoes. Came in about an hour ago.
All right, Nick, sounds like your shop's loaded for bear, so get in and talk to Nick and find yourself a good deal. And get fishing, too. He'll help you get rigged up if you're interested in getting into it. Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, thanks for your time.
Time, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.